crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America.
America.
But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win.
Well,
our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's back.
Well, hey, everybody out there, I guess that Maggie Rose fell off the air here, so we'll chat a little bit till she gets back on. My name's Chris Brumples, and I'm appearing as a guest on her show today. Wasn't expecting this, but I just had some good news though just come in. I just wanted to share it with everybody. The Republicans have finally picked a nominee for Speaker of the House, and their nominee is Jim Jordan, the founder of the Freedom Caucus. They had originally picked Scalise, but you know, he has a 58 rating in the Liberty, and Jim Jordan has a 90 rating, and I'm hoping that maybe we can get some things done now. I don't know where Maggie is. So, you know, I fight for liberty continuously, and I actually work for the Oregon Firearms Federation, so I spend a huge amount of time fighting for our gun rights. I read a lot of stories, and stories like this one just made me sick. This man and this woman and their dog were at a park, a national park in Canada. And they were eaten by a grizzly bear out of their tent. They were in their tent. And when the... Is Maggie back? I'm getting all messed up. Okay, I'm getting all messed up. So anyways, this man, this woman, and this dog was eaten by a grizzly bear at a national park in Canada while they were in their tent. They were left... You know, in Canada, you're left unarmed and helpless and not allowed by the slave masters to own a gun. Well, you might think, well, maybe they should just use bear spray, right? Well, when the officials arrived, they found a can of bear spray that had been completely expelled. So the bear spray only served to basically as spice for the bear's intended victims, I reckon. While the park officials were at the campsite investigating, the bear came back and tried to eat them. They had to kill the bear with a gun. Imagine that. So I guess that their lives were more valuable than the hikers, because, you know, government's more important. They want to rule you. It's disgusting. So California signed 23 new gun laws recently, and get some of these gun things out of the way while we're waiting for Maggie. You know, there are already 30,000 laws infringing on your rights. So they had this one in particular, SB2, that turned practically the whole state into a free murder zone. This gun law would restricts carry on private property unless, you know, the owner gives you permission first. So basically they have to put up a sign saying it's okay for you to carry a gun. Instead of putting up a sign, you know, to restrict you. This is kind of backwards, and it's against precedent, and this is the whole time our country's been around, this has never been the rule. So the attack from the left to leave you unarmed and helpless while releasing deadly criminals will you know, it'll never stop, obviously. This is about total control, folks, and if I had to guess, Gruesome down there in California will run for president because he has already been given permission by Soros' son. You'll have to listen, you'll have to listen to how California is the state of freedom and how they respect your rights and all this other stuff while they're basically trying to kill everybody's freedom off. Where is Maggie Rose? I'm sure she had I don't know where she's at right now. So let's see here. I don't know where she wanted to go, but I'd like to talk about Israel, but I'd like to wait till she gets on here. And I think she had some announcements to make. So the Ninth Circuit broke their own rules again and timelines and just drug out this illegal law another year or two going. And what I'm talking about is the magazine ban in California. This has been going on since 2017. They originally went to Judge Benitez's court, and then he found it unconstitutional. It went up to the Ninth Circus, to a three-judge panel. They found it unconstitutional. Then it went up to the en banc panel, which is the full panel of the Ninth Circuit. And they found it constitutional, so of course it went to the Supreme Court of the United States. They held it off while they were, you know, legislating, or I guess you wouldn't call it legislating, while they were deciding Bruin. And then after Bruin, of course, it was obvious that this law was unconstitutional, so they sent it back to California saying that it needed to be looked at again, that they got it wrong. So Judge Benitez again found it unconstitutional. And the Ninth Circuit just snatched it from the three-judge panel. They broke their rules twice. Well, they just found that they have certain timelines they have to go through, and they have certain rules. They bypassed all those again, and they found it constitutional again. So it'll probably end up in the Supreme Court again. This is sickening to me that you drag a case out six, almost 7 years, and you get no results. This is just costing people money. You know, Oregon's got a case there too. 114 is a magazine ban, which is totally illegal, totally unconstitutional. Now, this Ninth Circuit, let me tell you some opinions from a great constitutional attorney, Mark W. Smith. He said this was a pathetic opinion, totally disregarded the Second Amendment, the rule of law,
Hello?
The Supreme Court, and precedent of the Constitution. I'll get off here in just a second, Maggie.
Can you hear?
Well, yeah, I'm talking right now, Maggie.
Hello?
Yes. He said it was backdoor interest balancing that they used this case, the cases from the lower courts, as examples of how to get their opinion on this case. They broke rules and timelines as they played games and resembled tyrants while they not only legislated from the bench, but they tried to rewrite the Constitution. I don't know how these people get a... He said that they were people wearing black robes masquerading as judges, and I agree with him. But it sounds like Maggie's back. Let's go ahead and give it back to her. Maggie, you there?
Yeah, I am. I don't know what is going on with Skype right now. I've got both my computer on and I got my cell phone on. And okay. For some reason, I can hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Well, I think everybody can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, so why don't you go back and kind of let us know what's going on, what the good news was again.
Oh, I already told everybody, but I just got a news feed. The Republicans have picked Jim Jordan as their nominee for Speaker of the House. They had picked previously Scalise. He didn't have any support. So he dropped out, and they voted again, and Jim Jordan's going to go represent it. Hopefully, well, he should. He should. They have the votes. So
now
we're going to have somebody with a 98% liberty rating instead of a 58% rating.
Oh, that is wonderful news. You know, I really love Jim Jordan. I have been following him for years, and he's the man. In fact, I'm very envious and jealous. I wish he was here in Oregon with us.
Well, he is a firebrand. We need him where he's at, I think.
Oh, I agree. He's an awesome guy. Well, that is wonderful news. Do you have any information about the 114?
Well, the only thing about 114 right now, we're still waiting for, I believe that the judge in the state case is going to come out with his opinion on the 18th. That was the latest. Of course, you know, you can't hold a judge. A judge can do it whenever he wants, but we heard the 18th. I predict that we will win. And it'll go to the appeals court and we will lose because, you know, 12 out of the 13 have been picked by Democrat governors. And I still got this froggy throat, so forgive me for that. Excuse me. I don't know why it's not going away. I think it's just all this pollen and rain in the air. But, yeah, I think we'll lose at the appeals court. And who knows what will happen in the Oregon Supreme Court or Ninth Circuit.
Hey, what is your feelings when people are telling me that this looks like this is the beginning of Armageddon, or they feel that this is still the very beginning? We've been in the beginning of World War III for a few years now. What is your feeling about these people that Biden and his criminal cartel are bringing across our southern border and literally planting them throughout the United States?
Oh yeah, I got a few. I just wanted to, if you don't mind, you know, now you got Henry Kissinger, who is a, you know, he's been pushing this global agenda forever. He now admits that during an interview with Politico that it was a bad idea for Western nations to bring in so many illegal invaders. He didn't call them illegal invaders, that's what I call them, from countries that hate us. And you know, now there's a call for world jihad. This is disgusting. I mean, if they would have listened to our founders said in Federalist 2, I believe it was John Jay, that the only people you should allow in the country are people like-minded of the same religious background. They definitely did not want Muslims here. And people say, oh, he's a racist or whatever. No, Muslims hate you. They want to kill you. It's in their Quran. They teach it to their children. And they want a one-world caliphate. You can either be a Muslim, or you can pay a tax, or you can be beheaded. If you're Jewish, you can only become a Muslim or get your head cut off. If you're a Christian, you can pay a tax and avoid all that. But I do think if you look at the people who's been coming over our border, there's over more than 150 countries. And I have a list here somewhere, some of these, it just recently put out by the CBS, I can't seem to find it. But we're talking about all these countries that hate us, like, you know, places like Egypt and Jordan and Iraq and Iran. And I mean, we're not talking just Mexican citizens, we're talking about Middle East. And then Biden turns around and gives $6 billion to Iran. And gee, right after that, they start a war with, was it not they, but Hezbollah, which, or Hamas, excuse me, which I believe they train. They start this war that they can't win. And now you're hearing reports that all over the country, I'm hearing this from law enforcement, I'm hearing it from people high up in the military, that, you know, this, watch out for this call out, because they called out all Muslims to go around and start killing Jews. And I'm sure Christians are involved in that.
Oh yeah.
This is the continuation of Nazi policies to kill off Christianity. Most people don't know. Have you ever heard of the werewolves?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay. So at the end of World War II, when Hitler knew he was losing, they formed this group called werewolves. They were guerrilla fighters. And they left them behind. And they were supposed to, you know, do sabotage missions and stuff like that. Well, they didn't have enough of them, so they actually, their leader was Otto, I can never remember his last name. Anyways, he took them to Egypt, and he trained them. I mean, he's the one who trained the PLO and Yasser Arafat and Gaddafi and others. And they're the ones who taught them how to make bombs and all this other stuff. And they taught them how to hate Jews. In fact, Mein Kampf. It's still the number one selling book in the Middle East.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Now you're seeing Ukraine fighting with Nazi, you know, Nazi symbols on their uniform. You're seeing, you even see some Nazi symbols in some of these people invading Israel. I think that Hamas now at this point is, I guess a lot. I mean, they're willing to let them go because they don't want Hezbollah involved in this yet. Evidently, they got some more plans. I don't think it's going to stop here. I think that from what I'm hearing, it can become regional real quick with a whole bunch of countries involved. I think they're pushing for World War III. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know. This is just my opinion. What's your opinion on all this?
I think that's exactly what they're pushing for. And, you know, it's interesting because talking to friends of mine who are Jewish that have Jewish relatives that are over in Israel right now, Israel is making a big push for many of their people to come home, or if you're a first, second, or third generation Jewish, to come move to Israel. And, you know, I have some ancestry on my biological father's side of the family. Uh-huh. My biological paternal grandmother, her father, her mother was Irish, English, and Catholic. But her father was Jewish, and his parents had come from France and Germany in 1830 to Ohio and had been married by her cousin, Rabbi Wise, W-I-S-E, there in Ohio, and they're all buried in the Jewish National Jewish Cemetery there. So I have a little bit of Jewish ancestry, but when I'm talking to some of these people who are telling me that what's happening over there, they said, first of all, the media is not showing you everything that's going on.
Right.
The media will either hype it up in one area, but downplay another area. They said these Hamas were literally coming in and they want an all out world war. And they not just all the Jewish people, but they want to kill all Christians. And they were going into some of these Hamas. And they were literally ramming women through that were pregnant. Now, this is what the Japanese did to the Filipinos during World War II, mm-hmm. when the Japanese overtook the Philippine Islands. They would literally take their bayonets and run them right through the pregnant Filipino women. Well, they're doing this to the Jewish women. They're also going over and they're killing the parents. And then they're going over to the cribs of newborn and young babies under the age of two and literally lopping off their heads.
Right. They're chopping off their heads. They're raping women next to their dead. They kill their friends and rape them right next to them.
These
people are sadistic. They don't, they're a waste of flesh. They need to go. And they started out, they sent 5,000 missiles towards Israel, 5,000 missiles. And they came by land, air, and sea. And they were trained to, they came in on those gliders. They're not gliders. What do you call those things? You know what I'm talking. It's kind of
paragliders.
Like
paragliders.
Well, and you look a little bit. Israel has had been providing food, water, and electricity to Gaza before this happened, and 20,000 jobs that paid 10 to 15 times more than they could make in Gaza, and they still don't care. They hate them. They want to kill them. These people are evil. There was a massive cyber attack before it happened. So now you know a little bit of what they might do. Israel had to call up 350,000 reservists, and Now Iran is threatening to intervene if the U.S. does. I do believe we've already intervened. We have a carrier group over there, I believe, and I know that we did some of the bombing. I personally think we should stay out of all these proxy wars, and just like our founder said. But you know, I mean, what are we going to do? Give them money like we did Ukraine? We just gave Ukraine more money than we gave all, you know, to the war effort in Iraq and Afghanistan altogether for 20 years of war. It's pathetic. Our great-grandchildren are going to be in slums. There's going to be no money. I mean, they're trying to kill our country, and they're doing a good job of it.
So if we're kind of like on a rock at a hard place, Chris. If we don't send money over, then they can end up bringing the war to our shores. But I think they're already planning. They're already here.
What do you think's coming over the border?
I mean, know.
These are Muslims. These are not just Mexicans. It's pathetic. If I can find that stupid list.
That's what I'm trying to understand. Where do we draw the line? Where do we say enough is enough?
What do you mean by we? Us as regular people?
We the American people, because obviously our politicians, many of them, are part of the New World Order, and they're supporting much of this. So where do we say, no, we're not going to do this anymore?
I think we've been saying no for years. They just don't listen. They don't care. They think we elect kings. And I'm for one, getting sick of it. I wish people would quit re-electing these clowns.
And that's how I feel too. The thing is if our elections are being stolen, if they're being controlled by the Dominion machines, if the mail-in balloting has been set up and rigged so they can steal our elections, then the only thing we can do to get decent people in office is get rid of the Dominion machines, get rid of the mail-in ballot voting, make sure that our Republicans, when they're at the election polls observing, they're not put in another room where they can't really see the counting, they can't really see what's going on, or they're told to stand outside and look through windows while the Democrats and liberals get to actually be in with the ballots, and then our people are put outside the windows, and then the old boxes from the pizza that was brought in for them to eat are taped to the windows so our Republicans and conservatives cannot even see through the windows of what's going on. I mean, you know, why did they even allow that? Why were the security police during our 2020 election allowed to kick out all the conservatives and Republicans out into the hallway and then take the cardboard boxes of pizza boxes and tape them to the windows so our Republican and conservative observers could not see what was going on actually in the room where the ballots were? Why was that even allowed? Why was that allowed?
Because this country has been being run by a bunch of card-carrying Marxists. And they believe that they should be, they want to win by any means necessary and no matter what the cost. They don't care. They're evil. The people need to figure that out. The people they're evil. And well, look at this right here. Here we go. I found it. This is just recently put out by the CBP, people coming across our border. Syria, 538. Yemen, 139. Iran, 659. Iraq, 123. Afghanistan, 6,389. Lebanon, 164. Egypt, 3,153. Pakistan, 1613. Mauritania, I guess that's how you pronounce it, 15,594. Uzbekistan, 13,624. And Turkey, 30,830. And there are 150 different countries coming over our border. And now it's so bad that, like I said, I don't think you were on here. Henry Kissinger even came out, 100-year-old Henry Kissinger, the globalist, and he admitted that it was a mistake for the Western countries to allow all these illegal invaders to come into our country. You going to admit it now? We've been saying it for years. It's these people hate us. And we need. There's going to be war in the streets, in my opinion, and it's only a matter of time. So I suggest everybody get armed and trained and carry everywhere you go, because these are rough times.
And I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. It is just a matter of time. I mean, when you and I, you know, over the last few years, have been warning people and warning people, and they were distracting us with the so-called COVID. Well, now I'm walking around and they're talking about another COVID, another outbreak. That was number one, Chris. Number two, they also are turning around and they're trying to say they're going to force the mask mandate and the shots on young people before they're able to go to school. That's number two. Number three, I just received a video the other day from Telegram, a friend, that in New York City, there's been this all of a sudden, and this is after Bill Gates created a mosquito that could actually inoculate people when the mosquito bites you. And Bill Gates actually created mosquito breeding farms in Florida. And then all of a sudden we have these diseases like malaria breaking out in Florida and Texas that we've never had for many decades. And
well,
now,
it's hard to say you got these people coming in across the border that are carrying tuberculosis. They're carrying every disease that we've ratified or
right.
ratified. That's the wrong word.
But now, Chris, in New York, just the other day, vehicles were going down the streets of New York telling people to close their windows and stay inside, that they are spraying pesticides for the West Nile virus.
Yeah.
All through the streets of New York, they are spraying pesticide for the West Nile virus or the West Nile disease. My God, Chris, they are deliberately declaring war on us.
Well, and they're pretty open about it. I mean, they've already said they hate half the country. They have an actual bureaucracy that's their whole job is to go after Trump supporters. It's how can you do that? How can you do that? I think that those half of the people in the country shouldn't have to pay their taxes. So I say, bring it on. Let's crap or get off the pot. I'm sick of their crap. And they think that they can enslave the American people. Go ahead and start it already. Just get it over with.
Okay, so why are people in New York willingly going in, shutting their windows and staying locked inside instead of going out and basically bombarding the vehicles that are trying to spray their their homes, their cars, their streets with this pesticide? Why aren't people pouring out of New York and having the gumption to say, we're not going to take this crap anymore?
They're New Yorkers. New Yorkers are useful idiots. They don't even know. They probably don't even know. You know, I just lost my cousin. My cousin lived in New York for 30 years. He looked like he was in great health. He was 68 years old, but he was in pretty good shape. He wasn't on blood pressure pills and all these different medications I have to take. And he got a shot a month ago and he went home after he visited me. He flew back to North Carolina and he dropped dead of a heart attack. And now that's three family members in the last year that have dropped dead of heart attacks after taking that shot. But by the way, I asked every one of them not to take it. But, you know, they believe the news too. People should, first of all, turn off your news. It doesn't do you any good. Quit listening to the news. And people got to start using their head. Get your news from alternative sources and make sure you find out that you get the same news from three different broadcasts. I don't mean the same exact news because they all seem to say the same words and everything. But, I mean, Epic Times is pretty, you know, usually gives pretty good stuff. And I think it's Newsweek. And there's some other ones out there. But you just can't believe the major news, the MSNBC and not even Fox. I don't trust Fox. NBC,
oh, I don't trust
CBS,
Fox,
all those things. They all lie to you continuously all the time. So this reminds me. I said this for a couple years now. This is the Nazification of the world. This is. And this is a sad thing. And I got to tell you, I always figured that this would come around because remember when they did the trials for the Nazis? There was, it depends on where you read, but there's about 250,000 Nazi youths. And none of them got put on trial. they still had the same ideology. They've grown up now. They've had families, and they've had families, and they've had families. There could be millions of them now.
Right.
And this thing that where they spread hate about Jews and stuff, I personally don't get it, but I don't think they're ever going to change.
So you're feeling, when we talk about what they're doing, the hate that they're spreading, mm-hmm. the damage they're doing to society as a whole, they've taken over parts of Germany, they're raping the women, and yet the German government said, if you German citizens don't like what's going on here in Germany, then just leave Germany. And yet these are people that have been in Germany for like the last 6, 7, 8, 9 generations. How can the German government tell their own people, if you don't like this huge invasion that's coming in and that we're kowtowing to all these people, then you be the one to leave Germany? Does that make any sense?
No, no. And what makes even less sense is U.S. people in the U.S. are doing the same thing. Oh, you're racist if you don't want these illegals coming in. And then they use, like we said last, we were talking about last week, euphemisms. They don't call them illegal aliens anymore, undocumented workers and crap like that. These people are illegal invaders, and this is an invasion. And personally, I'm surprised that the citizens of Texas aren't lined up on the border taking matters into their own hands.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Tell me, why are they not?
Well, they'll all get arrested, probably. You keep asking me to read people's minds. I can't do that, but no, I understand what you're saying. I know that when we were Oath Keepers, that Oath Keepers was going to go do that. And then Stuart Rhodes had a fallout with a general that was going to lead the Texans down there, because he's an arrogant egomaniac, and the general said he wasn't going to be led by a sergeant or whatever he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But we had private property. They were asking us to come down and get if our CHL didn't cover Texas, to get a Texas CHL, and we were going to go in shifts and send a group of guys there and then bring them back and send another group of guys. I guarantee we would all got arrested probably, but somebody's got to stand up for this country.
Would they have arrested the general?
I don't. I would imagine if he took arms up against the illegals. I don't know. I can't tell you that. But I don't. Why isn't the governor of Texas stopping this? They have a right to defend their borders. I just don't. Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. That's where I'm so confused, because the fact is the Texas governor, the New Mexico governor, of course, is. I would say liptard. She's extremely, extremely liberal. But, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. My God, you guys are Americans first. You are the governors of your states. Why can't you in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas say, look, we're not going to do this to our people any longer? I think that my friend who was about to run for governor of New Mexico, I think Steve and his wife Erica are correct. I believe that the New Mexico governor, her name is Gretchen, that she's taking money under the table from the Chinese and the cartels. And we already know that the Chinese government is working with the cartels there in South America.
You know Kate Brown did. Kate Brown, actually, I looked at a file, it must have been a few years ago. She's not just working with the Chinese. She's a part of the Chinese Communist Party. And for some reason, she has $200 million now. How do you get $200 million? I figured it out. If she would have got her wage, I think it was something like $158,000 a year, and she never paid taxes, never bought food, or never paid bills, it would have took something like, it was crazy. It was like 1,475 years to save that much money. So where do these people get all this money? They're selling our country out. And you know what? If there's anything funny to take from this, is in the end they will be slaughtered too, because look what Hitler did to the brown shirts. Look what happened to the black shirts. They cannot have they get these people to help them become powerful, and then they have to kill them because they don't want them to threaten their power. It's these people. This is all evil. This is a fight against Christianity. period. They want to get rid of God because they want a one-world communist government. And the only way you can have that, you can't have that, first of all, if the United States still has guns, because we are the hope of the world. We're the only, we're about the only ones that do have guns. And we got more guns than the rest of the world put together. So that's why you see this attack constantly on our guns. And our and First Amendment, look at this, free speech. Let's talk about free speech just for a second. This is killing us too. 400 people were arrested last year in Russia for saying things they shouldn't have on the internet. 3,300 were arrested in Britain. And the British are arresting people praying on the street. They even arrested one person that was just, you know, in silent prayer in front of an abortion clinic. This is ridiculous. This is what has been planned for many, many years. They're attacking the First and Second Amendment, and without those, we will be slaves. So, you know, I'm telling everybody, do not obey any more gun laws. They're all illegal. And unfortunately, you might have to pay the price. I mean, don't go flaunt it, but if you have to, go get a concealed handgun license or whatever, but you need to start carrying guns to protect yourself, your family, and your community around you, because the government will not protect you. Not only will they not protect you, they have no duty to protect you. That's what the Supreme Court has said. Not just once either, a couple times. This is why we can't sue police when they get to a scene 10 minutes after you get raped or killed. With the current atmosphere that's going on in this crazy planet, I recommend that you get trained, carry a firearm everywhere. At one time in this country, it was actually lawful. It was actually the law. You had to. There are 2.5 million defensive gun uses in this country every year. If we all carried, crime would be even lower than it is now, and this would be a much safer place. With this current administration allowing tens of thousands of military-age militants who hate us, and they are military-age men, most of them, just walking over the border, you need to think about your family and friends. You got to. We have to take our safety into our own hands. I believe that firmly.
So when we talk about freedom of speech under attack, I remember one day I was asked about this, and I contacted a group that was called the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Right. And then later on, after I contacted them, I was able to look them up on the internet. Mm-hmm. And the question that was being asked there was also, is freedom of speech under attack in the U.S.? And this is a quote from John Cohen, C-O-H-N. He's the legislative and policy director with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. And the question was put to Joe Cohen. It was asked, is freedom of speech under attack in the United States? Quote, we are seeing tremendous attacks on the First Amendment freedoms across the country right now at all levels of government. Censorship mm-hmm. is proliferating, and it's deeply troubling, unquote, said Joe Cohen.
Yeah.
So that was just one. That was from the Foundation for the Individual Rights. Now, another thing that was being asked is, what were the three main restrictions that are being added to the freedom of speech? What are the three restrictions? One, it says here, government can limit some protected speech, but they impose the time, the place, and the manner restrictions. This is most commonly done by requiring permits for meetings, rallies, and demonstrations, but a permit cannot be unreasonably withheld, nor can it be denied based on the content of the speech. And yet we're finding now, as you already know, how many parents are under investigation by the FBI. Why is it the FBI and the Internal Revenue Service not only were going after Tea Party people a few years ago, but now the Internal Revenue Service and the FBI are going after parents that have been videotaped or recorded to be going to their local school district meetings of the school districts and saying, you are not going to teach our children to masturbate at age, you know, third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade. This is ridiculous. One father got up and he said, how dare you allow your teacher to go in there and start questioning my second grade son whether or not he really wants to be a little boy, or would he rather have a sex change and be a little girl? I mean, this
all these people voting these laws in, these so-called laws, their kids are in private school. They're not going through this indoctrination and propaganda bullshit. Excuse my language.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
that
you know, when my daughter, my oldest daughter, was in junior high, they tried to start this. I got a call one day, and I found out, I can't think, it was another parent that called me and said, hey, they're going to teach kids how to put condoms on bananas today. I said, what? My daughter was in seventh grade, something like that. So I obviously called as many parents as I could get a hold of at that moment. We went down there and I said, get my daughter out of the school right now. I said, you don't have the right to teach my kid this much. This is up to parents to teach this. And I got a call from the school about a week later. You need to come bring your daughter some pants. I said, why? Well, her pants are ripped. I said, okay. So I grabbed her a pair of pants. I went down there. She had a rip where her pocket is and on her knee and down leg. She bought them that way. They spend like $124 on them back then. And I said, you got to be kidding me. I took all the administration I could find, got them in a huddle. I said, y'all are crazy as hell. You're sitting there trying to teach my kids about sex, and you're raising Cain about ripped pants that are, you know, that's what was in style at the time. I don't like them myself, but I just can't believe the hypocrisy and they just have no logic in them at all.
Well, you know, Chris, a lot of these teachers I've talked to, and I've spoken to quite a few of them over the years, because I'm not only a nurse, but I'm also an educator. My mother was an educator for over 45 years. My oldest son is right now teaching middle school, unfortunately, in the occupied state of California. Mm-hmm. And many of these teachers have told me, if we want, after all of our years of going to teaching college and going to school and getting our bachelor's and our master's degree, and then finally getting our dream job of teaching school, we have to play along to get along. And if we want to be able to get our job and keep our job intact, then we have to pay into the teachers union. And they know that the teachers union is using their dues instead of fighting for the rights of teachers. The teachers union are using their monthly dues to go ahead and send money to the Democrat Party and to the Communist Party. And I will never forget the day that I walked out of a library and Dennis Richardson, who, you know, has been deceased for a while now. He was originally our Secretary of State. Dennis Richardson walked out of the building with me, and we were talking about, you know, JC's and my military service and his supporting veterans and everything. And I remember him saying something to me about where our country was going, even then, when he was first trying to run for office. And there were three teachers that came out of the library that were in that meeting. One of them was at a middle school. Two of them were in a high school locally. And I won't mention the middle school or the high school, but they were locally within Douglas County. And they were actually proudly boasting that they were card-carrying communists. These are public school teachers.
Oh, yeah. My second oldest boy, the oldest boy that I raised, had this teacher in high school who bloviated about being a socialist. I went into his classroom one day, and he had a socialist, basically a board with Obozo on it, and, you know, like, you know, every Stalin and Lenin and all this other crap. And then he had a Chinese flag that was about 30 feet long, but he didn't have an American flag in there or nothing else. So we did get the veterans to get together and get them to take that stuff down. But he ruined my son. I believe he ruined my son. It was so bad. I had three more kids go through that high school, and I wouldn't allow. First day of school, I'd go in there and I said, and by the way, he was the leader of the teachers union. But I would not allow them to let that guy be teach my other three children. But I mean, my son would come home with things like, if I'm a blue collar worker, my teacher's going to hate me. He told me that. And, you know, just, teaching them. I reckon they wanted them to be, you know, have government jobs and stuff like that, and brainwash them. So that's how they're taking over our country, isn't it? They got these Marxists and all these different levels of government that are in positions of leadership, and they're pushing this. You know, I'm not an apologist for Trump, but I think it's imperative we reelect Trump. And I think if it was held today, he would win in a huge – I think he won in a landslide last time. I think they cheated so bad. And the evidence is everywhere. But
– oh, yeah.
We are – barring – in my opinion, barring a miracle, we will be in a revolution again. And possibly World War III at the same time. And I think they want a global revolution. If you read the writings of all these globalists and World Economic Forum and all them, that's what they want. They want just total chaos so that they can come in and say, yeah, come on in here. Come on in here, lay down your arms, take a shot. We'll feed you. We'll take care of you. But folks, don't do it. Don't take the mark of the beast.
No. And you're right. I think what's going to happen, what's happening overseas now in the Ukraine and in Israel is going to spill over here in the U.S. I think they're just waiting for the green light. And I don't think the American people yet are psychologically, emotionally, mentally, or even spiritually ready. I don't know about physically how many of them are ready, but I know most of them are not emotionally, mentally, or spiritually ready. And when you're looking at right now, the Hezbollah is right now attacking the Israeli military positions along the Lebanon border. You know this is spilling over everywhere. We have somebody who said, this is a former Israeli ambassador, who says that the United States basically has no idea what is in store for us, because this is going to be a long time going on and the U.S. is going to be pulled into it. People have not had a civil war in their country since the 1860s. They have no idea what war really looks like on their own home front. Another former Israeli ambassador says Hamas is making ISIS looking like Mother Teresa. And then we have chaos that was at the Capitol recently, where George Santos basically lost it because of a terrorist sympathizer who is there protesting at the Capitol against Israel. And then we have another Associated Press who had to remove the reporter who constantly bashed Israel and accused Israel of apartheid. Are they kidding? Yeah,
honestly, I don't understand how this happened, because Israel's got to have some of the best security in the world. They're constantly on alert. I'm kind of wondering if they had something to do with this. I don't know. It's just, I have nothing to go on. I mean, nothing official to believe that, but I just don't understand. They were just totally taken by surprise. And it was...
Chris, no, they weren't. From what we're finding out now, that the Israeli, the Israeli intelligence, and I'm speaking now because I have a first cousin who has family still over there. Unfortunately, they're in a safe place. And I have friends of mine in the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, who she is a member. She had served in the military starting in 1963. So that tells you how old she is, okay? And so she told us what her background was. I was like, whoa, this lady, I'm hoping to bring her up on the show with this one of these days, because this lady is something else. But she is Jewish, and she has family over in Israel. And from what I'm hearing from some of my sources of people that I've been able to do instant messenger on Facebook with them, who they are actually in Israel writing back to me, they're telling me that they believe that the United States, the CIA, and the Israeli intelligence, which the Israeli intelligence is one of the best intelligence in the world. Right. So we're talking about the U.S. intelligence, the CIA, and the Israeli intelligence and Mossad. They all knew. They all knew something was coming down very quickly. And they had enough buzz going on when they were warned, do not release that $6 billion back to Iran. Right. Do not do that. And they knew that the minute that there was any hint that that $6 billion was going to be given to the mediator, who's the go-between between us and Iran, that Iran was going to back the Hamas in doing this.
Yeah. Did you Did you receive, I sent you a recording by Matt Shea. Did you ever get a chance to listen to that?
Yes, I did.
Well, he's got, I know Matt, he's got, you know, he's got connections. You know, he was a war hero, in my opinion. He was on two different war fronts, and he was a, I believe he was a captain. And he's still got lots of friends in the military and, you know, different levels of government stuff, and he gets pretty good intel. So you ought to listen to that. I mean, listen to it close. He tells you he thinks this is going to become regional. So you're going to see probably all the Middle East countries involved in this. And then I'm wondering where it goes from there. Is does Russia join in eventually? I've got so many calls from people saying this is revelations coming. This is revelation. Well, I don't think it is, but I think that it's a harbinger for it.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Yeah. Look at the thing with Ukraine and Russia. Now, I have a lot of friends that are Russian and a lot of friends that are Ukrainians. Mm-hmm. And many of them will say, look at, you know, Russia would have never done this if the Ukraine had kept their promise to them. Russia said, if we let you have your own freedom and your own country and whatever, you will not ever join NATO. You will never join NATO. Well, what was Ukraine doing? Ukraine not only was in the process of joining NATO, but mm-hmm. Ukraine has been basically doing private dealings with the Biden cartel. So, right. You know, Zelensky is nothing but a liar. And he's got his people so brainwashed and thinking that, you know, this is all about Russia just deciding to do this just out of the blue. Well, we already know what Russia did with Crimea. We already know that there are laboratories, biological laboratories in the Ukraine that were knocking out biological weapons. And we know, as you said, that there are actual Nazis, the children and grandchildren of the World War II Nazis are mm-hmm. living in northern Ukraine, and they are part of the Donbass region, okay? So we knew that was going on. So Putin wasn't wrong in what he was accusing them of. I don't believe necessarily the way he went about doing it was right. I don't totally agree with how he did it. But look at, now we see...
Wait a minute. Putin tried for years to get Ukraine to, you know, some kind of cooperation out of Ukraine. The reason they didn't is because of us. I believe our CIA caused this war. I think this is us.
And yes. I agree. I totally agree with you. In fact, if you look at our CIA, we need to get rid of the CIA. The CIA right. has gone to every continent in the planet, and they yep. will deliberately create wars. They will find ways to topple governments that won't go along with their agenda and put up their own puppet presidents and their own puppet governments. Our CIA is the one stirring the shit in the pot, and I am so fed up with the fact that we are not only funding the CIA, but they are also making money off of drugs. They have been the ones that were bringing drugs in from South America and drugs in from Southeast Asia.
Absolutely.
During
the and by the way, just like every other war, we funded Hamas. We funded the Israelis. I mean, they're both using our weapons.
Yes.
it's crazy. The American people don't wake up and see this.
The American people do not seem to understand that the budget that we think we're giving to the CIA is a budget they're allowing us to see with the open books. But there's yeah. something which is called a dark budget, which is the one they use for the CIA, the one that they use for the UFO research and what's going on there. There is monies that is so deep, and the tentacles are so deep. The American people do not realize just how corrupt. We thought the FBI, all of a sudden, oh, my God, we realize they're corrupt. The CIA has been corrupt way back since before the Vietnam War. The CIA is the one causing almost all these wars on all these continents. The CIA is working with the Red Chinese. The yep. CIA is trying to undermine Hong Kong and Taiwan. The CIA is the bad guy. If we get rid of the CIA, I think half of these wars would not be taking place.
Oh, speaking of Taiwan... I believe that they have a future of being attacked by the Chinese because of all these wars.
Yes.
And so then it'll just be just chaos. See the chaos starting to evolve?
Yep.
Yeah. So if and they need to get. Now, what I have heard is people are telling me that they definitely think that this stuff's going to spill into Europe, but they want it to happen here.
I know.
So, if that happens, they will pretty much have a revolution all over the world like they want. Now they just got to get World War III started, and that shouldn't take too much.
We've got the United Nations, which is chomping at the bit to completely take the American.
UN's involved in this.
Yes.
So
yes.
From what I'm hearing, they helped Thomas and they helped Iran. So, you know, that's one thing we got to get rid of, is UN. The UN was put in here. Why? To stop all future wars. And there's been two or three times as many wars since 1948, since they became in existence, than there was all through history from the beginning time up to 1948. People need to open their eyes and see this. They're run by a bunch of evil dictators that are now trying to tell us what our health system should be like, what we should put in our bodies. And now they're going to put the, I'm hearing that they're going to put those, what do they call that stuff, those, that DNA or the RNA into all the vaccines, including flu, chickenpox, all that stuff. So you won't even have a choice. So I personally won't take another vaccine again the rest of my life.
That's how I feel too.
They're into everything. It is ridiculous. And we've been blind to this for 100 years. But now they must be pretty confident that they're going to win now, because they don't even try to hide it. They come out and tell you, we're going to turn you into a slave. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy about it. You know, repeating Hitler slogans.
Yes.
Pathetic.
I wanted to wrap up with the chaos at the Capitol. George Santos raging against anti-Israeli protester, called him an effing terrorist sympathizer. And it says here that the hallways of the Longworth House office building, which connects the U.S. Capitol, descended into chaos today when Representative George Santos, Republican of New York, launched a profanity-laced tirade against an anti-Israeli protester who accosted him while he was holding a baby. Quote, the fact that we have terrorism sympathizers in this building is unacceptable. They should not be allowed in here. What is happening in Israel is abhorrent. That's what it is. And the next time he tries to accost me with a child in my hands, I want him, basically, he said he wanted him out of here. Santos screamed as he tore through the building's hallways, followed by a throng of reporters asking him what happened. Santos said, he's an animal. He's an effing terrorist sympathizer. Let me see if I can find this right here. Let's see if I can get it. Hopefully I can.
Excuse me.
Now we know our cause is right and our victory's on
well,
the way.
Well, here we go. We can probably do this another day. Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to have you again next Friday, right?
Not next Friday. I can't next Friday.
Okay. Well, folks, you're listening to Chris Brumbles and Maggie Rose. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'll be back with you all on Monday, same time, same station. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. God bless everybody, and talk to you later.
We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. Take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.